With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Texas is denying the Biden administration's order to allow federal agents back into a park along the state's border with Mexico. Shelby Park in Eagle Pass is currently surrounded by razor wire and fencing. Friday evening, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton released a statement saying, quote, by February 15th, DHS must supply the official plat maps and deeds demonstrating the precise parcels to which they claim ownership, an explanation of how Texas is preventing access to those specific parcels, documentation showing that Eagle Pass or Texas ever granted permission for DHS to erect infrastructure that interferes with border security, and proof of Congress empowering DHS to turn a Texas park into an unofficial and illegal port of entry. If the federal government is going to make such claims, it must provide proof, end quote. The Biden administration then retaliated, targeting the Texas economy, saying it would temporarily pause decisions on new liquefied natural gas or LNG exports. In a social media post, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said, quote, this reckless decision is a gut punch to the hardworking men and women in the energy industry, end quote. Texas Railroad Commission Chair Christy Craddock then said, the Biden administration is scaling up its assault on America's energy industry to the profit and benefit of countries who are not our allies. This is a major mistake. Also at SRNNews.com, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says efforts are being made to free more Hamas hostages.
President Biden spoke with Qatari Emir Sheikh Al Thani and Egyptian President Al-Sisi. As a matter of fact, that second call of President Al-Sisi just wrapped up here a little bit ago to discuss the latest developments in Israel and in Gaza, including our efforts to secure the release of all the hostages taken by Hamas.
Pro-Hamas protesters showed up to Senator John Fetterman's house in Pennsylvania tonight. He responded by waving an Israeli flag from the roof. This is SRN News. Germany moves to restrict pro-life demonstrations.
Lawmakers in Berlin are working on a bill that would limit activity outside of abortion clinics and would bar pro-lifers from offering sidewalk counseling for women who are going into the building. The United Kingdom has already passed so-called buffer zone measures that accomplish the same thing. There have been attempts here in the U.S. as well, but most of them have been struck down by the courts on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia's Republican-dominated legislature is working on a slate of bills, including one that would allow people to sue libraries over offensive books and another that would keep boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The legislation comes as GOP-led state lawmakers across the country are hearing from parents who want more control over what their kids are exposed to in school. The American Civil Liberties Union has come out against the West Virginia bills. This is SRN News. No recall.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration got hundreds of complaints that the doors on some Ford Escapes can open while the vehicles are being driven. These are Escape SUVs from model years 2020 and 2021. The regulators say their investigation found that the possible danger to drivers is low, and they say Ford is sending letters to owners about this problem. That'll be in March. Owners can take their vehicle to a dealer to have it checked. Depending upon what the vehicle needs, the dealer will install a plate to reinforce the door latch arms, or they'll provide a replacement door. Regulators have now closed their investigation. There were three reports of injuries. One required medical attention. I'm Rita Foley.
For the second time, Brian Koberger is trying to get his charges thrown out. He's charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in 2022. More details at SRNNews.com.